I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Thursday, June 5th, 2014, to order. And note that our first order of business for today on the agenda is court orders. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
You sound like you may have a cold.
Allergies. It's allergy season.
Oh, good. I was going to have you sit further out.
Okay. I provided you with an Excel spreadsheet that has our list. We only have four court orders for you today. The first one is a personal property refund. It was a double assessment. The second is the personal property that you held from our previous meeting. You had a question about the ownership and where he was double assessed in another county. We did confirm that is his daughter, and she has moved.
And could we list the first, which is a refund of personal, as Exhibit A? And the second actually, they're both on the same, aren't they?
They're on the same sheet.
So let's call the sheet Exhibit A. One's a refund, and one is the one that we have asked to be held until you had done the due diligence, and we appreciate that.
And then the last two, it's a real estate, same property. There's a court order and an add-on for it. And we're changing the classification. Received the letter in from the owner that it is residential, not commercial.
Can you help me with that up here for just a second?
It's on the same list. It's just the last two.
My question is, I only have two on here.
I sent you an amended list.
Well, I don't have it in front of me. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Can I see what you have? So what I have is two copies of the same thing. Can I operate from your sheets that you have in front of you? And let me note that there are four different issues. Two are personal, one is a refund, one is the property that we held, and then we have a real estate abatement. And an add-on. And those two are the same properties, correct? They're
correct.
Abated off and then added back on?
Correct.
What I'd like to do is to call this Exhibit A with today's date.
I've already seen. Are they...
Well, actually, the last two, and from what I can see, they're definitely in order. We just didn't have a copy of them.
Motion for approval, Exhibit A.
With today's date?
Yes.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Exhibit A with today's date, which is June 5th, 2015. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Let me send these through the
upstairs.
Yeah, if I can, and then I'll have them bring that right back down to you.
Okay.
Come and straighten this out for me, Christy. I've got to we stuck those back together. Or do you have it all there?
This
that the same? Thank you very much.
You're
Next issue is bid recommendation for sheriff's uniforms. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning. This is in reference to bid number 201404-263 for sheriff's uniforms. Sheriff Russell's here with us this morning. He had requested this to be put out back towards the end of April. I released this bid and sent it out to the various uniform suppliers with the restrictions as listed. Subsequent to that effort, we've received two responses, which we opened here on Tuesday, June the 3rd. Those responses were from Alamar Uniforms in North Kansas City, Missouri, and Kelly's Police Supply in Springfield, Missouri, and I'll turn it over to the sheriff for his recommendation.
Mm-hmm. With the receiving of the two bids, only one of them meets all the requirements that we have in the specifications for the bid, and that is Kelly's Police and Tactical in Springfield, and we'd recommend going with Kelly's Police and Tactical.
Motion for approval of the sheriff's recommendation for Kelly.
Police and Tactical Supply.
So move that.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to award the bid to Kelly's Police and Tactical Supply as recommended through the Sheriff's Department and Director of Purchasing. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We have a board position on 911 that has been available for some time. We have someone who is serving past the extended time until someone could be appointed or that individual was reappointed. And we have an individual's name in front of us that has been sent in and recommended, and an application for board position has been filled out. What are your gentlemen's thoughts?
Is that the only application that we have?
We have indication from the individual that's currently sitting that he would like to be reappointed to that position. But this is the right form that has been given to us to put it filled out.
The right form and that they're aware of.
I don't know if the individual has, he may very well have also filled out a form, but he's indicated that he wants to be reappointed. We need to make note of that. Give you a couple of comments about that in just a second. Stand in recess for just 1 minute.